The United States has transferred sovereignty to an interim Iraqi government today, 2 days ahead of schedule. The handover occurred during a small ceremony, and Paul Bremer, the now former American administrator there, has already left the country. Deputy Secretary of State Richard Armitage joins me now from his office at the State Department. Good morning.
Good morning, Ms. Montaigne.
Why precisely was the decision made to transfer sovereignty early?
The Iraqis, particularly the Prime Minister, indicated that they were ready for it. It had a subsidiary benefit, we thought, of perhaps somehow confusing the plans, or what we believe are plans, to disrupt the proceedings by the anti-coalition militants.
Did the U.S. have specific information about attacks?
Well, my colleagues and I have been testifying on Capitol Hill for the past week, saying we firmly expected it. And there was a spike yesterday, we believe, a spike that would continue over the next several days.
Right. Of course, that was a big date, much played on the media, so a good target, I would suppose, too.
Well, that was our feeling.
The administration has said repeatedly that the insurgency will continue even after this transfer of power. What effect will this new Iraqi government have on the violence, do you think?
I think it's quite clear now that those who are fighting against formerly fighting against the coalition in Iraq, are now fighting against an Iraqi government and Iraqis themselves. And we're making a bet, the coalition members are making a bet, that Iraqis will fight for Iraq, where they may be somewhat less inclined to fight for coalition forces.
And what role will U.S. troops play in this upcoming dispensation?
We'll play the role of partner to the new Iraqi government and their security forces and work hand in glove with them to bring about a betterment of that security situation.
And they will be under American control, of course.
Well, all of our forces will absolutely be under American control. Iraqi forces can opt to, for specific purposes, be under the multinational force commander or separately.
The Pentagon had been in charge of Iraq policy. Now the State Department and the new U.S. Ambassador John Negroponte is taking the lead for the U.S. government. Does that mean that Secretary Powell will have more influence on issues over there?
Well, the nature of your question indicates that he doesn't have influence, and I would suggest that's not quite the case. But clearly, the Department of State taking the lead now, we will be the dominant voice.
And when does Ambassador John Negroponte arrive? Begin to take up his, you know, his duties today?
Probably not today. We want a little space between Mr. Bremer's departure and John's arrival, because we want to make the point that John Negroponte is not Jerry Bremer II. That the CPA, the former sovereign, has gone away, and John Negroponte will be the first ambassador from the United States to the new Iraq.
Yeah, I'm just curious, what other countries knew of the handover, that it would be early, that is, a couple of days early?
Secretary Powell and his colleagues who were in Istanbul were making calls last night to all of the coalition members, the foreign ministers and the defense ministers, to let them know. We had had extensive discussions for the last 2 days with our British allies on this whole matter, and of course with the Iraqis.
Thanks very much.
Thank you, Ms. Montaigne.
Deputy Secretary of State Richard Armitage.